Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tourists are pouring in right now.
Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
Don't you see all the tourists at the canyon that day my parents lost me? They had cameras.
Seems kind of dirty and touristy.
I will admit it. I have made fun of tourists in the past. I have been irritated by our town becoming inundated with tourists in the past.
And not like the long past, like recently.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
But now that the tourist season seems to be coming to an end, I came to a realization over the weekend that I actually want to be a tourist. I want to be a tourist here in San Diego, where I've lived for almost 16 years now. There are so many things that I've not done here in San Diego that are deemed touristy.
Sure.
Example, I was at Seaport Village over the weekend. I should probably just stop the sentence right there. Right? I mean, everyone says that Seaport Village is full of tourists, and it is. But you know what? It's also really fun. The night before the Jason L. Dean Luke Bryan show, I was downtown. I stayed the night, and we walked Seaport Village. We had dinner, and the next morning, we went out and had breakfast, and I watched the SEAL boats pull in and all the tourists with their cameras roll into the SEAL bus, and all I thought was, I want to be on that SEAL. I want to have a car turn into a boat.
It's very funny, John, that you were the one to say this, because I feel like the first one of us that would judge anybody for doing something touristy
is me.
Is you.
Anytime I've ridden with you and you've made a mistake driving, you always laugh. You go, ha, 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 just a tourist. I'm a tourist.
I know. To this day, I still do that. It's like, dude, you've been here for almost 16 years. You really can't say that anymore. Yes, I know. But here's the deal. Tammy has vacationed with me, but never like with me. If you were with me on vacation, this would make total sense for you. My children would tell you, when we would check into hotels, I would always go down, you know exactly what I'm talking about, that area in the hotel lobbies that
have all the pamphlets of all the things you can go to.
I would go, I would get 10 minimum of the things, and then that would be my, I don't mean to be weird, but that'd be my bathroom reading.
Sure.
I would be in there reading up about the, you know, all the touristy things. The Whaley House, taking a city cruise, going on the SEALs.
Going to Seaport Village.
There's so many things to do, or this is a touristy town. And now that the tourists have gone home where they belong, after summer break.
See? You're like, you're back and forth.
Hey, I live on the coast. Don't get me started about Arizona. Okay? And the mess they make. And the parking that they take. Okay?
Yay. I know, but it also supports this town.
I want to be the tourist guy. I want to be the guy that tells everybody when they visit here where they can go.
Okay.
I've just decided this.
Okay.
So, specifically, what is one thing that you wanted to do?
Well, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the Jason L. Dean Luke Bryan concert last week, I would have been on that SEAL boat.
Okay.
I sat outside and had coffee Sunday morning, and all I thought was, look at all those people from Akron, Ohio, and Anchorage, Alaska, and Brisbane, Australia. They're all here with one common bond, to have a bus turn into a boat. And I wanted to be a part of it. Would you judge me? 833-287-1037. Producer Jessica and Tammy, they're not really off base. I do that. I do.
You judge tourists.
Get out of town already. This is our town. Yeah, I do that. I also am a total tourist when I want to be, and I love that. So are you judging me? Like, come on, don't be a tourist in your own town. Are you, on the other hand, thinking, oh my God, I got to tell tourist Tom about this, because if he likes that, he's going to love this. 833-287-1037. Am I a hypocrite? Making fun of tourists, yet I really want to be a tourist. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. This weekend, I was guilty of being a tourist in our own town. And while sometimes...
You were conflicted, weren't you?
I still am. Because sometimes I get irritated by the inundation of tourists, even though I know they're very beneficial and they bring a lot of money and yada, yada, yada. You know?
How do I be a tourist in my own town and not be annoyed with myself? Because I get annoyed with tourists.
So many 833-287-1037. So many issues.
Going out to Shelly in Scripps Ranch. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a topic that's true to my heart right now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shelly.
We just had friends in from New Jersey. I played tourist for 4 days, and I think I saw more of San Diego than I have in the 27 years I've lived here.
I love this. So what did you do that you had never done before? Because, come on, that's such a tourist thing to do. And you just ended up loving it.
So we hit, I've been through like Sunset Cliffs before, but we actually hung out there longer, watched all the illegal cliff jumpers. So that was kind of fun. Torrey Pines, I believe it or not, never been to Torrey Pines. I knew about it, but just never went. Oh, we did the kayaking at La Jolla Shores, out to the sea caves, all sorts of that stuff that I've known about, but I've just, I don't need to do that. I live here.
Don't we live in a fun town?
Now,
right?
I do want to know, though, at one point did you say, I'm tired of being a tourist? Did you get annoyed with yourself?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Shelley, I don't know about you. You've lived here a lot longer than I have. So this is a really interesting phone conversation to me. Did you find yourself being a 26-year resident of San Diego? Did you find yourself explaining to whoever was helping you at the cove with the kayaks or wherever else you went? Like, oh, I'm not really a tourist. I live here, but I found myself when I was checking in, we were staying downtown Saturday night. I found myself telling the clerk, because there was the whole lobby was just washed with tourists, saying, you know, just a short drive for me. I live here. And she's like, I don't care. Did you find yourself like over explaining?
Yes. When we're at like La Jolla Shores, I told my son, he's like 14. I'm like, dude, you could work here one day. You know, just insinuating that we're not tourists.
Right.
We're local, but hoping, we're showing all of our friends around.
Hoping someone would overhear you. So, yeah. Oh, that's okay. They live here. It's okay. Yeah.
Exactly. And I have my big brim hat on. I'm like, I totally feel like a tourist. I'm just going to own it and just show my friends. Here's that. Here's this. Here's this. Maybe someone will key in on the fact that I'm not a tourist. I'm showing my tourists around.
And even living where we live, America's finest city, it's okay to have a reminder of how kick-butt this town
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
In fact, I think right? it's necessary. Shelley, thank you for reinvigorating a lot of people right now, including us. Thank you.
Yes, go out and be a tourist when they're all gone now.
Okay, perfect.
Now's the time.
And now is the time. Thanks, Shelley. And stop judging the tourists that are here. But you're never going to stop doing that, are you?
Come on. I'm still me. Sean and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.